Monday, May 21, 2018, the Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, Simcoe Planning Economic Development meeting at 1:30, and Dakota County Board of Commissioners regular business meeting at 3:02 p.m.
He said he had enough. He was getting out of here. No, he was. Tony will be right back. I think he just went.
I think Tony went to the restroom. He'll be right back. Bill has tough luck once in a while. You know, he three times that I know for sure he's backed his trailer up. Forget he had a trailer on. It'll jackknife and get in the side of his pickup. Boy, I said I forgot all about it again. I shouldn't say anything. I know.
I'll be doing it too. But I thought that was pretty good. People calling about this dust control that fertilized the road for about 2.5 miles.
I should ask if he'll do our road.
Tell him you heard those rocks down there growing. I think he's going to have to pay to get them off there.
Well, they were 3/4 up the 1.5 inch now. You got any mushrooms?
You know, very, very few.
We got a few up in our hills.
Yeah?
Last week.
Big ones.
Yeah. Really? We walked quite a bit. We got, I suppose, 30, 40, just enough for a nice meal.
A meal, yeah.
And that's all I need.
Yeah. One or two a year and call it good.
Is Kurt around? You know, I texted him. I was going to go down there, and he didn't shoot, but
he
texted right back.
He was about 2 weeks ago. I saw him on the road.
Okay,
but I don't know if he is now.
Well, that's about a week ago. I texted him. He always texts right back.
Uh huh.
Maybe he doesn't want me down there getting his mushrooms.
There's plenty of them down there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oops,
I'm gonna get my.
That's Tony.
Hanging in there.
That's all we can do.
We'll call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order.
Scott? Tony?
Here.
Kevin? Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. Do we need to... Scott is here. He's doing claims.
Okay.
Is Kevin coming? Do we need to excuse him?
So we need to excuse both of them, or yes?
No. Scott will be here for a regular meeting.
Okay. Yeah, excuse Kevin for
me. Let's not.
Should we just wait until a regular meeting? We'll see if Kevin shows. He might show up at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Opens Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board Meeting Room. It is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Okay, at this time we'll turn it over to Simcoe and we'll come join you down there. I'm going to have to go help on some claims here in a little bit. Our payroll claims and our expense claims are due today. So I'm going to review those with our chairman, Scott Love. But I'll stay for a while. I might come back in a little bit.
Okay, please.
2:02, we're rolling, Joan? We are? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the wall there in the entrance of the county boardroom. Is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay,
here's a pen if you need it. You got it.
We're going to go into the consent agenda items here. We got the approval of the previous minutes from May 7th of 2018.
approval of the payroll claims, accounts payables, and the officials' reports, the clerk of register deeds and the clerk of district court. And Bill and I, he helped me out to go through the accounts payables and the payroll claims. Everything's in order, so I need a motion from someone to approve the consent agenda items.
I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Okay, we got a motion from Marty.
Second.
And a second from Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we're going to go into new business. We got Amy from Dakota Thurston County Fair requesting approval for a special liquor license for the following 2018 events. We got a tractor pull on August 2nd, Impact Pro Wrestling. That's going to be awesome. We got some dual pianos on August 3rd. And then we got a bowl style, Mexican style bull riding mud volleyball on August 4th and a garden tractor pull on August 5th. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did I go through that okay?
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I think there's, yeah. The dual pianos, have you been? Have you seen? Do you like?
Yeah.
My wife's crazy about it. I can't
stand
it.
It's so fun.
Really?
I love them.
Yeah, I think they're, I don't know. Maybe you got to be in a mood for it or something, but yeah. Thanks. But anyways.
So I need 6 licenses for 5 days. Upon approval with you guys, if you will, then I will go through the state.
6 licenses for 5 days worth.
Yeah.
What's the extra day for? Is that just for you guys to get primed up and ready to roll for the week?
Well, we have Thursday night is the tractor pull, and then Sunday
right. We're
having a garden. I don't think they wrote that on there. Oh, yeah, the garden tractor pull, and that's something different we haven't had, and so we're going to get a liquor license.
So people go around on a circuit like and do that, just like the regular tractor pull?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Good.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
I would move to approve the special designated liquor license for the events at the fair this year.
And I'd second it.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill on the designated liquor license for the Dakota Thurston Fair, and a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to give the dual pianos a second chance, though. I did it one time, okay, and it just didn't work out very well for me.
You've got to be in the right frame of mind.
I think I do have to be in the right frame of mind, you know? And the other thing is, I think it's the people you hang out with. I think probably there's some deadbeats that night, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
And free bull riding for Scott if he shows up. He gets a ride one.
A real bull or mechanical?
Real bull,
though. Yeah. No.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah. You and probably a lot of people would. Okay. We're going to move into B because we are at 3:06. We're going to move in to a public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, and make neutral comments regarding a change in the zoning from AG to R10. Location 920 Ithaca Lot 16 and 924 Ithaca Lot 17, Dakota City, Nebraska. So, are there people here today to talk about this or not, first of all, before I get into the whole spiel of everything? Okay, and this is the reason why I'm asking. I mean, I can go through the opposition support and all the above, but this is being put on hold right now, okay, with the planning and zoning until next month. But if somebody was here that wanted to speak on part of this, I would continue with it. But if no one's here, I think that I can just close the public hearing and we'll move on to next month with this. Okay? So with that said, C, we're going to bypass because that was going to be the approval from the board of one way or the other to change that. So we're going to move into the 3:05 public hearing, the purpose of hearing the support or of the protest against the Class 1 beer, wine, distilled spirits on sale only liquor license to Shell Pit Restaurants on 1510 Highway 20, Jackson, Nebraska. Mr. Lieber, how are you?
Pretty good.
Heavy on the mister, right?
Yes.
So you guys took over the
we're the owners
of the Shale Pit restaurant.
Okay, that's Old Granny's, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're applied with the state for the Class A liquor license.
Okay.
I guess they need your approval for that to proceed.
Okay, so the procedure, where are we at with all the paperwork on this? Have you, you just need our approval first, is that correct? I just got to refresh my memory, we've been through this a lot, but if you're getting it...
Once the board approves it, then I as county clerk, say that that motion and second was made and approval was made, and send that to the Liquor Control Commission.
And then they do their thing with you guys, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, what's...
You're not open every day, don't you? You will be open every day?
No, we're open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But you're not planning on opening every day basis? I mean,
probably not. Well, we would need it. We have other jobs that we do, so we would have to find other help to do that.
Okay.
Bill's going to be available after January 1st if he's looking for a little something to do. Papa's might not be a go away, though. He's working on the evenings.
That might be a problem.
Okay. Well, easy enough. Yeah, we'll let's see if there's anybody else that has anything, any problem with it, I guess, here. But and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Is there anybody in the crowd that is against this liquor license? I don't see anybody coming forward. Okay, so I'm going to, with that said, I'm going to close the public hearing, and we're going to move on to C, the board to approve or deny the Class 1 liquor license, 310, beer, wine, distilled spirits on sale only at the Shell Pit Restaurant, 1510 Highway 20, Jackson, Nebraska. So, thoughts? Comments?
I think it'd be a good idea. You know, any, I think it'd help with the business, and I think it'd be a good idea.
When you say for sale only, it's just, you ain't going to be serving in there. I mean,
well,
people...
it's on sale, so we're serving...
On sale. So if they come in and order a meal, they can have a beer?
Yeah, then they can have
a beer. Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking when I said...
They're not coming in to buy a 12-pack and drive in there.
Right.
And,
I mean, they can.
No, they can't.
They can't. Oh, they cannot.
No, they
okay.
Cannot.
So it's
they
just there only.
They can only come in and purchase and consume on premises.
Okay.
On the premises. On the premises.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to make a motion to.
Okay. We got a motion from Tony to approve the liquor license for the Shell Pit Restaurant. Is there a second?
No, I'm seconding it.
Okay, we got a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, have fun. Hope it all goes well for you guys.
Good food.
Yeah.
Okay. You think you can pull off the granny food, you think, yet?
We have different food.
Different food.
We have the fish fry and on Fridays, and then we do steak. Steak and prime rib.
Nice. Well, good luck. Hope it works out for you guys.
We got a Sunday brunch.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of good things about Sunday brunch.
All right.
Good,
yeah,
thank you.
Good. Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, we're going to move on to F. Joe Simcoe, regional planner, requesting approval of the complete Dakota County Rural Economic Development Strategy Plan for Dakota County. Mm-hmm. Welcome. I'm sorry I wasn't at the meeting earlier.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys missed me, I'm sure.
We did.
So, Joan has it, and this is where we're at with this here. Joan, I asked her prior to this to make sure that we were in the formality that we were ready to move forward with this. I know that we can change at any time, correct?
Yeah.
So basically, you just need a motion from the board for you guys to move on, right, from the May 21st meeting, is that correct? The steering committee?
What they suggested earlier was, did you write it down?
Yeah.
Okay, a motion to adopt the 2018 Dakota County Rural Economic Strategy Plan with any changes from the steering committee on May 21st, 2018. Yeah. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Is it, I haven't been at the last two because it seems like whenever you guys
We've done these meetings. I've had this claims day, so, and I got to be here to stamp, and I should have probably maybe worked my schedule around it, but I didn't. But are you guys on track? I remember there were some, kind of some numbers that were a little bit misleading. Is it coming together?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think for the previous meeting that we had, I think we had good response from the stakeholders. So I think when we feel everything is coming together, but we are still kind of looking forward to get any comments from the stakeholders, and we are going to include all other comments that will come later.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Okay, so with that said, anyone? Well, just what I just read here, this is what I'll do here. I'm going to read it again here because I'm going to make a motion to adopt the 2018 County Rural Economic Strategy Plan with any changes from the steering committee on May 21st of 2018. That's my motion. Thank you, Kim. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got a motion by myself and then also a second by Tony to move on with the strategy plan. Good luck, guys. Thanks for all that you've done. Call roll, please, Joan.
Bill?
Have a great day.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, miscellaneous. Mr. Fred Kellogg, man of the hour. Highway Superintendent Road Report.
May 6th through the 19th.
Do I have one?
I did not get one.
You just have to believe me.
I like that.
You did go ahead and do it. We believe you, brother.
I did.
Would you like me to make copies then?
No, just go with it. Save a tree.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. 306 hours of total road maintenance. Tree and debris removal, 13 and a half hours. Black topping, 71 and a half. Gravel haul, we got 1,855 tons. Sign repair, 18 hours. Road concerns, grading, 152nd Street, Nottoway, Blacktop, 155th Street.
Okay.
How'd the blacktopping go?
We kind of bit off a little more than we chewed down there on Wiggle Creek, right off Omaha by Barclays down there.
Mm.
It was a little,
good.
Huh?
It looks good.
It turned into a little bigger project than what we're used to, just filling in potholes.
You're rolling that, right, Fred?
Yeah, we rolled it. We still have access to Two Rivers roller that they've let us borrow about 2-3 years ago, and they've never came and got it, so we still use it.
Yep. Wow.
But anyway, yes, we rolled it, but it got a little bit deep on us, and the subgrade wasn't very good.
It looked good. I mean,
hopefully it holds up.
If it lasts most of the summer, yeah. You can get Barker or somebody to redo it later.
We did a little more on Old Highway 20 by Mark Albanicious's and Crystal Lake. And down in that area today.
Looked like you did over by Etiquette too. Looked like you've been in there.
I know we're going to do a chip and seal this year on some roads, as much as we hate to, but, you know, Elgin Avenue, and Fred and I went out there one day and looked at it, but they poured that 3 inches, and, you know, of course, there's no guarantees in life with anything, but I remember them saying 15 to 20 years, whatever, but there's a few spots that are, it's just not a crack. There's like, it's like multiple, like it's going to erupt someday. So we need to do some chipping and sealing out there before it gets carried away. Highway 20, we're going to do Lake Avenue, I do believe, get some different areas done. So, and that's going to happen hopefully sooner than later, right?
I have not gotten bids, but I am in the process.
You know, you almost did the road report.
If I put it in the July, then I could get it in as a capital improvement project.
Did you hear that? If we can get it done, at least the billing, correct?
After July 1st.
After July 1st, then we can get it as a capital improvement.
After July 1st.
Yes.
It won't happen before July
1st. Right, that's what I mean. So, I mean, we're already at the end of May, and by the time you get all your bids and this and that, so yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy enough. And I'm going to be honest with you. I probably can pull out the road report just as good, if not better, than you. I did the last 2 weeks for you. But you're still, got to come back next 2 weeks. So.
Yes. I'll try and make it back.
Thanks, Fred. Okay, Kleinberg, he's not here for the jail report. Do we have the jail report in front of us?
There is none. Sorry.
This just keeps getting smaller and smaller.
It should not be.
It's awesome.
Agenda.
Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to Sarah Deck, the Juvenile Service Coordinator, requesting the Board's approval for Resolution 18C-006 to adopt and approve the Dakota County Juvenile Services Comprehensive Plan for July 1 of 2018 to June 30th of 2021. Good day.
Good afternoon. Okay, so our organizational priorities have not changed from our last plan, which was 2012 to 2015. Our priorities include increasing community awareness of the Dakota County Juvenile Service Team, so we make sure that we have representation of a variety of community stakeholders. We want to make sure that we continue to reduce youth demand for and access to alcohol, tobacco and other drugs. We want to promote positive youth development by reducing problem behaviors among youth. And I feel like maybe there's one more. Nope, and that's that. So we have some different strategies listed underneath each of those priority areas. Diversions included, teen courts included, Homer SRO, the compliance checks that Suleyan Cares does for alcohol sales to youth. And actually, a note there, here, over here in South Sioux, we do much better with our being in compliance with making sure we're IDing folks and we're not selling to minors as compared to, like, Sioux City. Our compliance rate's pretty good.
Is it? Yeah. I figured, you know, and it's funny because people go to Hy-Vee, I mean, regardless, you can be 90, they got to scan your ID, and people don't like that, but you know what? That's their policy.
Make sure mistakes aren't made. People lose their jobs a lot of times. If there is a mistake, you know, you don't scan that ID, you know, people can lose their jobs. It's just really important to make sure that.
Well, unfortunately, and I'm just going to say this here real quick, but the lady that, you know, that lost her job over that deal, if anybody knew Diane Rush that worked there, the most personable, polite, outgoing lady you could ever imagine. I mean, and then all of a sudden, boom, she was gone just because of the mishap of somebody pulling a fast one. And I think they did. I think it was a setup. But I get it. But, yeah. Well, that's good to hear that we're on top of things on this side of the river.
We are.
Good.
Very much so.
Okay. Any questions for Sarah?
I got to tell you, when I first got on here almost 12 years ago,
Wow, you're old.
I am old. I was a teenager when I got on here.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
But there were 3 to 4, as I remember, every month, juveniles housed. And I think we used to take them to Kearney, maybe? Grand Island?
Madison.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive to house juveniles.
Yes.
And since your program, I mean, this thing has really reduced our rate. I don't think we don't even average one now per month. Juveniles,
yep,
in our housing. So apparently, what you're doing is working very well. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. It's me, and probation also has an intake form that they use that to make sure that we're not taking kids to detention that maybe we could use electronic monitoring or something like that on. So it is very helpful. I know that it saves the county quite a bit of money.
I think it was even 10 years ago, it was $150 a day, I think, for a juvenile.
I think Sioux City, even today, is a couple hundred.
Yeah, maybe 175 every year, I think, is our rate.
Is it 175 or 2? Yeah.
It's somewhere around there.
It's expensive.
It's very expensive.
I would definitely, and I know we've talked about this yearly for the last, this is my 8th year, but I would definitely, I'd love to come to a teen court sometime before actually the sad day comes when I'm done here December 31st, which is exactly how many days away, Bill?
Mm-hmm. 15 meetings.
15 meetings. So, would that be okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine. I'm trying to think of which they're on. I think it's the third Tuesday. I want to say it's maybe June 23rd. Is maybe the next one, unless
I think
that's
June 20th.
Okay, maybe June 20th. So well, let anyways, me look. I'll let you know, Scott. I mean,
if you would, if you don't have my email, you can give it to Joan. Joan can send it to me. And if, I would like to go see it, just how it all works. I think it's a great program. So, okay, if there's no other questions for Sarah, we'll get her going. And we just need a motion to approve the 18C-006 for 18 to 2021.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Kevin on 18C-006. And a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty? Bill?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it. Yep.
Thanks, Sarah.
Have a good evening. Okay, we're going to move on to Commissioner Committee Reports. Anybody keep Northeast Nebraska beautiful or anything like that? Or
they
knocking any signs
beautiful.
Down or anything like that? What's going on here?
I went over to Norfolk last Wednesday to meet with Region 4 board over there and had kind of an abbreviated meeting, and then we went to Faith Regional Medical Center. They just opened a new 18-bed facility, psychiatric facility in their hospital there. It wasn't a rebuild or anything. It was a brand-new part of their hospital. And it's state-of-the-art. I mean, it would be impossible to hurt yourself in there short of throwing yourself on the floor. I mean, this thing, it has all the bells and whistles. And I got to talking to the director over there a little bit and had all the information at their fingertips. 3% of the people that they've treated through the last 10 years are Dakota County residents. So it is something that...
3%?
3%.
Yeah.
So it is something that we utilize. And then, you know, as I went through there and looked at that 25 years ago, 35 years ago when I did what Kevin does now, it seemed like, you know, on a monthly basis we were doing emergency committals for people and taking them over to the regional center at Norfolk. And they did the best they could do with what they had. But the way that they handle it now and with the work that Jennifer Dividen and her group does with Heartland Counseling, you know, we're down to, you know, a handful of commits a year. And it used to be, you know, so much more than that. And the way they handle it is so much better than we did then. And, you know, they'll send a team out whenever there's an issue, and they'll try to keep people in their houses and get them supported by family members and stuff. So the money that we do pay each year to be, you know, as part of Region 4 is definitely money well spent. And Region 4 is one of the biggest providers. And, you know, they're right here in Dakota County. So
they cover a big...
They do. They go clear out to O'Neill.
Yep. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. Well. Good. Well. Thanks for going to that and that information. Anybody else has anything? I don't have anything. Let me think here. There's something, but I can't remember what it is. Okay. Mail emergency business. Public comment. Anybody from the public would like to come up and state your name and address and give us any valuable information? You look like you want to say something. Are you in?
We were made aware that there was going to be talk about the 287G contract today. We're domestic abuse advocates, and we serve Dakota County victims and survivors of domestic abuse or sexual assault. So we thought there was going to be a topic today on that. I mean, somebody was going to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know if that's even anything's going on up in the future. That is there. I mean, the little. And you gotta excuse me. I have a hard time hearing. But the little. I think I caught most of what you said. But the way everybody's shaking their head, and they're saying that. I hate to have you come and not say anything. But
yeah,
I mean,
okay. We were lost here because we didn't see anything on the agenda, so we waited till, you know.
Okay.
We were able to make a comment or something. But okay, we'll just try and see when.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Anybody else from the public would like to say anything? Anybody?
For some of you may not know, Troy Lonsby, just elected to do the primary in the Republican ticket. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Another homer, right?
You know, I really don't know if it's really a congratulations is in order, but you'll find out on your own, I guess, if time comes.
I was on the school board in Homer for 10 years, so I told Bill this too. You know, anytime, you know, it's not as easy as the guy thinks. You have to be on the board to understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I've said this several times over my last 8 years. I said, you know, everybody has to sit on some type of a governing board and be self-employed, and you look at life a little bit differently. Maybe. More than likely, you will. Especially this here. This kind of board here is definitely Yeah, but you'll have fun, and I wish you all the success and luck if you do get in, and so I'll be around yet. Okay, if there's no other public comment, we are adjourned, and our next regular meeting is going to be on June 4th. Already, the year's going to be half over with here, 2018. So thanks, everyone, for coming. 3:28, we're out.
All right, that's quick.